It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We've begun a series speaking with artists sharing how the virus and other crises are affecting them. Hear the ones we've done and advance previews of future features at hawaiipublicradio.org. This week, we've got an advance with one of America's storied songwriters, Jimmy Webb. He wrote Up, Up, and Away, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, Wichita Lineman, and MacArthur Park, among others. And over the course of 75 minutes, Jimmy shared both incredible stories about artists he's worked with, many featured in his recent book, The Cake and the Rain, or covered on his latest album, Slipcover, but also how the pandemic and other crises have moved him.
You know, I'm sad about some of the stuff that's going down, but my health is good. I've been completely quarantined. I've been out of the house. I went to the hardware store because I needed a little can of paint. But I've been here and playing the piano a little bit. I'm working on a model airplane.
Nice.
We've managed to hold it off so far, but, you know, knock, knock, knock on wood. And then, you know, of course, this Floyd thing has really disturbed both of us deeply.
I hear you, brother. It's a strange time to be doing anything.
Well, the first thing about the pandemic that had impact and then some was that it really shut down our business. I was planning on playing 70 dates this year.
Mm.
And I came in off the road one weekend, on a Friday, I think it was. And on Monday, they started canceling flights. It was right at the beginning. And I guess I was lucky because I could have been out there, you know, but I'm glad I didn't get stuck and quarantined from my wife. And we've been thinking of different ways to communicate with people. I did a concert on Facebook. I didn't even announce it, Dave. I just sat down and started playing on Facebook. And I played about three or four songs and I looked up. And there were 2,500 people watching it.
Right on.
And I thought, wow, you know, this is a powerful thing.
And to be sure, not only is Jimmy Webb's career remarkable, so is his storytelling of up-close encounters and partnerships, like this sample revolving around one of the biggest entertainers of all time, Elvis Presley.
I got up to the edge of the stage, and he's rolling along the edge of the stage, and he used to give away scarves and kisses. I mean, hundreds of them. And he finally got down to me, and I looked up, and I thought, please don't kiss me. Please don't give me a scar. I had long hair. And he looked at me, and he threw something he had clenched in his hand. This is a true story. I guess that immediately cast suspicion on the story. But anyway, he threw this piece of paper on my table, and it said, Dear Gemma, come backstage. Elvis. Actually wrote Elvis. I thought, well, that's neat. I guess I can put that in my scrapbook. But I wasn't prepared for the end of the show when just as soon as the audience stood up, I was grasped under my arms and stood up by two Nevada Highway Patrolmen troopers. And they goose marched me all the way back through this crowd. Out of the way, out of the way. Make a hole. All the way back through this melee of human beings to this very, you wouldn't even notice it, this little door, boom, through this little door and into the cavernous backstage area at the International Hotel. They took me back to this little, it wasn't anything splashy, just a dressing room. It was full of those beaded costumes, those flashy Elvis costumes.
Right.
And Tom Parker was standing there and he says, I guess y'all want to see Elvis. And I said, sure do. He said, well, come with me.
You'll have to tune into the feature to hear how that one turned out. It's the legendary songwriter, keyboardist Jimmy Webb, and an advanced preview of a feature airing later this month, right here on All Things Considered, part of our series of interviews with artists sharing their experiences with the pandemic and other crises. And you can find this preview and the rest of the series at hawaiipublicradio.org. I'm Dave Lawrence.